Good morning. Happy New Year.
You know, a lot of carries for Adrian these past few games. Do you have any concerns about the physical toll that he's been taking lately?
Most definitely. There's a lot of carries. A ton of carries. He's doing his part during the week to try to get restored and get himself refreshed for each and every game. But a lot of work. A lot of work.
How does he stay fresh? I mean, how does he do that?
Well, he takes care of himself there in the training room. He's always lifting, but he's getting good treatment there with our training staff and making sure he rests up so he can be ready to roll each weekend.
With a compressed schedule this week, will you even practice him at all?
It remains to be seen. It's kind of been the program the last 3 or 4 weeks is try to get him to game day, and it's been working out really well.
Last four games, have you had to be more creative in how you find that run-pass balance, get Adrian the ball, but also make sure the pass game is trying to work a little bit?
Well, that's always our aim, is to be balanced and be difficult to defend. We've been executing better and putting them in better positions. I guess we're learning from our past experiences, and we're experiencing more success.
Are there things you guys see against Green Bay that's allowed Adrian to be so successful against them?
Well, they've got a tough defense. As we talked about last week, they just got done pitching a shutout against Tennessee. They blitzed them a bunch. They tried to blitz us too, and we're successful at times. We just happened to catch a couple breaks, which really helped the way that game went the other night. They've got good players over there. We expect to see Charles Woodson this week, and that'll be another challenge for us.
In the 4.5 weeks since leaving Green Bay the last time, where have you seen the biggest strides and Christian as he tries to understand where he fits in this offense?
You know, he's making better decisions late in the down. He's doing a better job of using his legs when the first or second or third guy in his pass progression isn't there. He's hurt defenses by running. And I know he did that in Houston, and that really helps because it's tough for defenses to account for a quarterback that not only a passer but also a runner.
How thin is the line between sort of managing risk and trying not to make turnovers, but also not being so cautious that you don't take a shot or two?
That's why quarterbacking is an art. It really is. The guys that are elite quarterbacks know where that fine line is, and it's always moving. It's hard to identify, but that's the constant challenge of that position.
Christian's pretty good throwing on the run, but have you guys worked with him too about setting his feet sometimes even more often? There was one bootleg in that last game where he actually slows down. You could see him make sure he put that on the money as opposed to drifting.
Yeah, that's another trait of a guy that is very athletic. He can move, but at times you've got to be on balance. Whether you're in the pocket or whether you're running, you want to be on balance during that delivery, and that helps the accuracy.
Are Christian and the receivers a little more in sync here the past 2-3 weeks?
It sure seems that way. We've been working after practice, before practice, when the defense has their periods. We try to curbside our guys and steal a few extra reps to get the work in so we can be more in sync.
Was there some sort of adjustment period after losing Percy that maybe it took some time for the other receivers to kind of step into their roles?
I think it was a combination of not having Percy out there, which we really focused on in the passing game, and also Jerome Simpson coming back from his injury that took place during, was it the Tennessee week? He's continued to work through that and has gotten better each and every week. We know about Mike Jenkins. He's reliable. We know where he's going to be. He'll be at the right depth. And then, of course, the emergence of Jarius. We hit him on a big one initially, perhaps versus Detroit. But the little quick timing passes have taken a little time for us to get on the same page.
Jarius, what level of development have you seen in Jarius as a route runner just since he came into actually starting to play for you in the games?
I think we all get the sense that Christian has a lot of confidence in Jarius. He's a lot like Mike Jenkins. You know what depth he's going to be at. He's going to come out of the break the same way there's every time. And Christian can throw those balls with anticipation so they get there on time.
You had a backfield as a fullback on that touchdown catch. There are a few other wrinkles, I think, that saw on Sunday. Is there any that you were most happy with the way it worked?
Well, there were a number of concepts we've been working hard on for weeks, and just so happened that we were in position both within the game and on the field that they could come to fruition. Jarius has got a lot of attributes, and we're trying to feature them as best we can.
Green Bay brings the blitzes in a lot of different fashions, but Christian only took one sack. How how much progress has the offensive line made just in communicating and being able to figure out where that blitz is coming from?
Well, it's helped that they've been able to stay on the field altogether. They're becoming more and more cohesive with each and every game. Our right guard position has become solidified the last 2 to 3 weeks, and that's helped. In fact, the sack was probably a late in the down sack, if I don't remember, where Clay Matthews walked him down out there on the perimeter. But those guys work extremely hard, too. You know, we're proud of the fact that we blocked him up. We had some free runners, and Christian's doing his part, too, of ditching it in a safe area when a sack is imminent.
What should he do on the play where the safety blitz comes from deep? He ends up throwing it straight up in the air. You get a completion, but what should he do in that situation?
Well, there are times, like we talked about with the art of quarterbacking, when you have to eat it. A lot of times we want to avoid sacks at all times, but sometimes you need to eat it. Our protection was designed to account for a free safety blitz, and it just didn't work out in that regard. But we're hoping that we don't make that same mistake twice and turn somebody loose like that.
The delay just throws that out so the back free releases instead of picking it up?
Yeah, at times we have the line account for those guys, and at times we have the running backs account for them. Hopefully we have some good answers for that in the future.
To get the key third down screen to Toby, are you just trying to get yardage there and the first down is a bonus at that point?
Well, these guys are good on third down, especially third and long. You can tell if a defense is good by when you assess their third downs. When you look at Green Bay, minimal third and 2 to 5, 6 to 9, but 10 plus, there's a bunch of them on tape, which means they're very good on first and second down. So we really worked hard on the plan of third and forever, and a couple of them actually worked, which was great.
What was the key on that specific play to getting Toby free?
Well, we had three offensive linemen out in front of him, and they all did a good job of they didn't get their defenders down, but at least they occupied them or made them jump in the air while Toby covered ground with his strides.
Second and 27, where Adrian got 28, did you have any idea I could get a first down or just hoping it?
Well, when we call that play, that's one of our bread and butter plays. It goes for 82, it goes for 65, and that time it went for 27.
From the tape you've seen, have they been able to assimilate a lot of the things that they would do with Charles Woodson, or are there things now that they'll be able to put back in their repertoire with him?
That's the $10,000 question. You would guess that Charles Woodson brings another element to the game, a little bit like a Troy Polamalu. There's going to be some ad-libbing and some instinctual play from him that you don't see from other players. That's what we would anticipate.
Hey, Coach, is this team Leslie's been talking about is developing this identity, running more and more through Adrian. How has that helped Christian and your work calling plays for Christian? How has that helped you?
Well, it helps a bunch. The fact that the offense runs through Adrian allows our whole team to know our identity. We know where our strengths lie, and we play to those strengths. And then everyone has a role, which doesn't mean that it's any less important than Adrian's. But we're looking to do our jobs as well, just to complement Adrian's strengths. Thanks, guys. See you.
Thanks.